The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
From around Gabe's table, there's four fat fucks. Wait, nope. Tim's here. This is Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan, Doyle, Gabe, and Tim.
It's hard to be fat when you're homeless.
I joke with her all the time. I say, you know I'm homeless, right? I don't own this house we live in. You can kick me out at any time.
That's the plan, bro. Yeah.
She's bleeding me dry. I'm just not hip to it yet.
She hasn't put a ring on my finger yet. We're on trial run.
Hey, everybody.
Like AOL. She's got 300 free hours.
She's going to call customer service and fucking delete you.
Make sure she's keeping up on that birth control.
Oh.
Buddy. That got intense.
Just saying.
I mean, it's the truth, though. I mean,
I wouldn't want to have more kids. You're laughing at something no one can
see. I thought she was commenting on your comment. That's why I went quiet.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 140 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. This is our pop culture classic edition where we will be talking about 1998. I want to say 1998's 12 Monkeys, starring Brad Pitt and Bruce Willis and other people.
Well, a bunch of other people.
No, you had to set back to 1996.
Oh, fuck. I'm just Googling Bruce Willis.
He's one guy.
95.
Fuck off, IMDb. I don't want your stupid pro account.
I have the pro account. Yeah, trust me, it's got me so many fucking interviews.
We don't need two, though.
No, I know.
So
have you seen it?
A lot of great Madeline Stowe, Brad Pitt, Bruce Willis, David Morse, Christopher Plummer, Christopher Maloney, and I think that's probably the most famous people.
Yeah. So... movie, kind of a mind fuck still.
A little bit. Yeah.
After all this time.
It like, helps if you've seen like Monkeys 1 through 11, but if you haven't, super, super difficult.
Wow.
Get out of here.
I feel like that was a veiled racist fucking comment of fucking Doyle's.
There was no racism there.
Hey, stop being dickheads, dogs.
We're going to toss the other 11 monkeys on you.
We're pausing, and we're pausing.
Pausing. P-A-W-S-I-N-G.
P-A-W-S-I-N-G.
There, it's a pun now.
Do monkeys have paws?
Dogs do.
You can get a monkey paw, so I'm assuming yes.
They're not called hands? Are they paws? Oh, would their feet be paws?
Probably.
Are anybody's feet paws, or are they just paws?
No fucking idea. That is a very deep question.
Is it?
Do monkeys have paws or hands?
I think they have both.
Their feet are paws?
I think their feet are paws. Maybe. Or they have four hands.
So by that rationale, do humans have paws for feet? We just call them feet.
Are horses the only
animals? Are you Googling this right now?
No.
Monkeys.
Other animals have hooves.
Have hands.
I was like, rhinoceros don't have hooves. Elephants have toes. And they don't have hooves.
Monkeys have hands, and almost all primates are considered to have hands.
Why do they call it a monkey paw? Like the magical thing.
Yeah, I have no fucking idea, Sheep. Doyle. Why would I know that?
Sheep, goats, deer, cattle, bison, pigs all have hooves.
Ooh. I feel like hooves are the least... like, it's nature's being a dick. You don't really have feet, you have stumps.
I don't. I feel like you wouldn't nails. Feel like that if you got hit by one.
I mean, it doesn't suck for them. Sucked worse for me at that moment.
I definitely missed at the point this conversation turned to this.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You should have. You started it.
So monkeys have hands.
Monkeys have hands. Cool.
Right. And feet. That's funny.
They have hands and feet like we do.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Which I think our feet aren't paws. They're just like weird misshapen hands, I think is what happened.
Or also weird misshapen feet.
Can you imagine if you had posable thumb toes? how weird shoes would look.
Have you seen how feet are supposed to look? It's fucked up. What
the fuck is that even supposed to mean?
So if you go watch like Aboriginal videos of people who never wear shoes, their feet don't look like our feet. They look like hand feet. For real, they're like all splayed out. The toes are super splayed out. They're super wide. Motherfuckers can run up trees and shit. It's crazy. You can YouTube this. Like,
I feel like this is veiled racism.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
It's
like,
not. YouTube it. It is crazy looking. Your foot.
You can YouTube racism, by the
Googling
way.
Googling it right now. Yeah. Trying to find pictures.
They just look like our, they just look way more spread out like when you never wear shoes.
There's going to be porn for that.
Most likely, because as dexterous. I'm Googling naked man. I can find a picture.
Why are we talking about this?
12 monkeys.
So, 12 monkeys.
All right.
Great movie.
Somebody explain the plot of this movie.
Oh, it's awful.
Do it. Let's hear it.
So
let's hear you.
In a time, was it 96? Was it 96? Is that what you said earlier?
They try to send him back to 1996, but they actually send him back to 1990.
But
the second time they send him back.
So there was
they send him back to the wrong place a couple times at first.
They do.
Yeah, but the first time he goes 1990. Yeah.
Because he ends up like World War II with a bullet in him.
Yeah, that's
so
the second time.
There's a virus is released onto the world where like 99.4% of the population is wiped out.
Instantly.
Yeah. And then the rest of humanity lives underground. I don't understand why he was in jail. I don't think they ever explained that.
He's
but Bruce
criminal.
Willis is he might be. Bruce Willis's character is in jail, and these supposed scientists recruit him to go back in time, not to try to change the past, which was kind of weird to me, just to observe. And so he's got to figure out where, who, how the virus came out, from who, and all of that kind of stuff.
There
and
we
then
are.
It kind of revolves from there.
So he thinks that a group called the 12 Monkeys is the ones that released the virus.
Right.
When, and it, spoiler alert from like a 20-some-year-old movie, he finds out that they're actually just like environmental, like eco-terrorists, for lack of a better term, that let a bunch of animals out of the zoo. That's all they do. And so he spends all this time trying to like figure out what's happening, only to find out that the person that he thinks he needs to be stopping isn't the person that he needs to be
right.
stopping.
Picture of it. Stolen Aboriginal feet.
Through the movie, he feels like he's insane.
Yes.
Like that what's going on is in his head somehow.
Yeah.
Well, that's the – I think that's the struggle that you're dealing with in watching the movie. Is he a crazy person or is he actually a tyrant?
And the other thing – the other weird thing that has me point towards crazy is I don't think we ever fully figure out who's the other person that's like randomly talking to him.
Right.
Yeah. That's never explained, but – he is not just a crazy person. It is a time travel movie.
He is going back in time, I think.
So is there a novel that explains more about what the fuck is happening?
No. This movie is actually based on a French movie called La Jette.
And it's like 12 minutes or something, isn't it?
Which is more confusing
than
this. Well,
because
it's
only pictures.
It's just pictures and voiceover and fucking makes almost no kind of sense.
Essentially what you get down to the end, spoiler alert.
That was already said. You're fine.
Dying sticks in his memory so much because it's him. A, he watches himself die when he's a kid. And B, he does figure out who releases the virus. They do figure out. That's why the doctor sits next to him on the plane at the end.
But she's not even a doctor at that point, though. I thought she was like a therapist or something.
No, she's a doctor. She's from the future.
No. But I thought when at the end of the movie when they're sitting on the plane, I didn't think she introduced herself as a doctor.
Well, she might not. But
I thought
she
had
the doctor chick from.
She
the
is.
Movie.
Yeah. No. I understand that. But I thought she was like. That's what made me laugh because I thought she introduced herself as something random and then somehow supposedly she's a doctor in the future. That's it. Made me kind of laugh at this team of doctors that were scientists that were sent to do this. Didn't really know what the.
No,
fuck
it's
they
more
were
like
doing.
I think like a spy wouldn't show up and be like I'm a spy. Like, because she's essentially trying to.
Oh, you think she's from the future?
She is from the future.
No. I know her character is in the future.
She is from the future. Her character, like, she comes back into time to deal with the guy who's going to release the virus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think I fucking understood that at all.
Because I've seen this movie like 15 times.
Yeah. That's how I understand it.
I figured it was just chance that she was there.
No. Nothing is chance.
So answer me this, aside from conjecture, how the fuck do we know that?
Because that's just the structure of the movie. Like
So we're just
that.
Guessing.
No, it's an assumption. It's on record pretty much at this point from the director. Yeah, that's who it is. But I put that together from I've seen it a lot of times, like I said.
I thought it was a coincidence.
No.
Weird. But there's nothing to support that, is what I'm saying, aside from off-camera bullshit.
I don't think within the movie.
Okay, there. that's my question.
They leave it. It's like the spinning top and...
Okay.
Inception or whatever. It falls
okay,
is.
Cool. Yeah, see, when I didn't notice until you just said that. That's why I was so confused. I literally just thought it was chance and that she happened to be one of the scientists and who was trying to take him down.
The guy whose voice that you hear, you do see him in the movie. He talks to him on the street.
The homeless guy.
Yeah. He took out his teeth so he doesn't get caught.
Yeah.
So it's,
but later
we don't
in the
know
movie,
how that
later in the movie she goes up to the homeless guy and she's like, you remember, and he doesn't. He's like, get away from me. Like, he doesn't.
That's what I'm saying, is there's so many weird shit, but
I feel I
it's
don't
definitely
know.
Him, though. It's the same voice.
No, I know it's him, but I don't know. What I'm confused about is I feel like that was like some sort of apparition or there was some kind of vision or some bullshit. I don't know.
Oh, it could have been. I mean, he's probably part crazy also. He even says it in there. He like doesn't think the human mind's supposed to exist in two different dimensions like that. So
this is a weird fucking movie.
It is. Yeah. It's so good though because of
I like
that,
it.
Because
I thought
you
it was
can
good.
Put your own like ideas into the movie, and it's the perfect version of like show don't tell. They never tell you like what's happening. You just have to like infer what's happening from like the interactions of the characters and what's happening on screen, and they never sit you down and say, this is exactly what's happening in this fucking crazy movie.
They don't.
And as a consequence, you get somebody that thinks all this is chance and he might just be crazy, and you get somebody that says nothing is chance and it's all like intentionally designed, because my understanding is that they've sent him back and they've sent him back and they've sent him back. They figure out who has and is going to release the disease, so they send a scientist back once they found that information, and because all of those moments are happening at the same time, all of those people just coalesce into the same time at the very
end. So how would, because he gets away at the end, and then Bruce Willis's character dies.
Yes.
So how would the scientists know that guy's the one who did it?
I assume because the kid puts it together and a different version of himself tells, like, it could be a million different ways.
Yeah, but that would assume that... See, that's what doesn't make sense to me about some time travel movies, is that time is either linear and what you do in the back fucking fixes or fucks up the front end, or it's not, and you're in multiple different timelines, and then that kind of shit doesn't make sense.
Right.
Because the kid, he sees somebody get shot, but he doesn't know it's him until the very end of the movie when he's about to die. And so that's what's confusing about you saying that the scientist is there, because there would be no way for him to go forward in time to tell the scientists who the virus guy was.
They are also watching him in the past. They say that in the movie. We know what you're doing.
It's true. Yeah, that's true. Because they have like other informants there that are watching like all the things that are happening.
I have to watch the movie. I was pretty tired when I watched
the
movie again.
It's fucking weird.
So I haven't seen it for a while, but
it's a mind fuck. Like the whole movie's meant to be a mind fuck.
That's weird to me, because why wouldn't you just
have conversations?
Why wouldn't
like
you
this?
Just let the as a scientist? Why wouldn't you just let those informants inform? Like, why would you if you believe that you can't affect the past by changing something, or the future, I mean, by changing something, and you've got like 15 spies, why wouldn't you just let them watch? Like, you know what I mean?
I don't think they believe that necessarily. I think they believe it just kind of creates a different universe. It's like, you can't stop these people over here who already died, but if you reset it over here, it's just a different... It's an alternate ending now.
Like,
But everything keeps going on the same way.
I don't think they can stop it, but I think they're trying to figure out a way to cure themselves
in the future. That's what I thought. That's what I thought about it. But I'm saying, though, why necessarily send one person to the past and then have 20 other informants just watching that one person?
The other
like,
thing,
that's
too,
weird
is we're
to
only
me.
Seeing like his slice
right,
of that
right,
moment.
Of course.
So like those other people that might be there – okay, they've gotten this far, they lose contact with him, and then they know he dies in this place on this day because he just – there's this body there.
Right.
So they start sending people to that time and place to try to figure out what the hell is going on, and also to backtrack his entire story with other people just watching so that they can figure out how he got from point A to point B. Like, and then they can figure out who has the disease, and then they can figure out how to get a hold of the disease, like, using different people. And so, like, a group of people probably have to watch a series of different people get closer and closer and closer to finding the disease so they can take it back and actually do something with it. That kind of makes sense. Like, there's just – you have to assume that because they've taken one prisoner, they're going to take other prisoners.
Right.
Because they consider them disposable.
So my assumption – we do the same thing today. Like, if there's – an undercover cop, he still has an entire team of people watching his back, going over shit for him. We don't just leave that guy out by himself to do
this. Yeah, but
thing.
The, generally the undercover cop knows that there's other people.
Yeah. But he may not know who it is on the
right,
street.
Right, right. No,
true. He's a
really
prisoner.
In an intentional way, right, you know?
Right. And also, he seems pretty aware that there are other people that are time traveling.
I think somebody, I can't remember who told him, but I think somebody tells him that there's spies watching him or some bullshit like that.
I think it's
that.
The homeless guy. Because he's the same guy that tells them if he takes out his tooth, they can't
track
him. Yeah. Fuck, I haven't seen this movie in like 10 years.
The one thing they never
ever
explain is how he gets back from time traveling.
He does, and he died.
He dies.
Yeah. But he comes back a couple times, and they send him back.
So I think it's because he has like a time limit.
Oh, how they pull him from there. Yeah, gotcha.
And he just bounces back.
But if you, that doesn't make sense, because if you pull out your teeth, then they could stay.
Well, it doesn't make sense because when he goes back to World War One, he goes back in the fucking instant.
That's true.
Yeah, because
there must be some like button, but they don't ever explain that shit. Because you need like this giant ass machine to send you, but then you can just be like, I don't feel like being here anymore.
That's why I thought the girl at the end was just an imbecile who wasn't a scientist, and then shit went down and she's pretending to be a scientist because these imbeciles seem to be doing shit that just makes no sense, and they're just dropping him randomly in fucking time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was the connection for me. I just thought it was random chance and she's just stupid.
It seems like Bruce Willis's character is like a guinea pig for time travel, because they're like, they send him to the wrong place like twice in the very beginning and before they start getting it right.
But even the first time they send him, there's still a tie to what's going on.
And that's why it's hard for me to believe a whole team all went to the right place all at the right fucking time. You know what I mean? Because
they did seem
inept.
You
unless
have
it's people from further in the
too.
Future. Sending people back.
That could
like
be,
once
I
they've
guess.
Gotten
yeah,
it
that
right.
Makes sense.
There's like a billion different
it's
ways
it's just
to
so
work
weird.
Out.
Like the future
like
keeps
none
going
of the
back
ways
to
that
isn't
you guys are
end.
Talking about made sense to me.
It's so cool, though. That's what's great about this movie.
Yeah,
is you
no,
can
I,
take
I like
it
because
like,
it's super ambiguous.
You build your own world. Like, you're half of the creator of this movie. Like, you're half of the ideas in this movie. Every time I've watched this movie with my friends and then sat down and talked about it, this has been the conversation.
It's a completely
new... But that doesn't make sense. And then there's a new way and you find yourself disagreeing with your own opinion from 5 minutes ago.
It's like I figured that they failed. And they just chose another prisoner to go back and do it. You know what I mean? That's what I thought would happen. Because he died.
Yeah.
There was no way for him to tell the scientist who it was. That's what made sense in my mind.
Yeah.
Or did he die?
I guess.
Also, how many times
go
has
down,
he done that
but
joke?
Not sure he's dead.
Yeah, how many times has he died? Like, you just never know.
Can they pull him back right before he's completely expired?
And then they just bring him back
I guess
to life.
That makes sense, too. Yeah, I'm
like going, I don't want to be here anymore.
It's like some weird time-traveling Lazarus effect. We're going to boop you out just before your life force ends out.
Boop!
No, that's one of the reasons why I like this movie, because the ending is a lot like Blade Runner. Like, the discussions you can have about, like, the main character of Deckard.
Is he a replicant or not?
Yeah. Like, all the proof that says he is or isn't is, like, on par with, like, what the fuck's happening in this movie. I think that's why I like these, like, deep dive mindfuck movies.
Now, going back to Monkeys 1 through 11. Just
Monkeys 1?
I love a good Planet of the Apes movie.
Not a fan.
Oh.
Charlton Heston's amazing
so
in
she,
Monkeys 1.
She says, to support what Doyle just said, she says that she's in insurance. And so somebody said that they took it to mean that she's ensuring the timeline is fixed.
I just remember watching the making at some point, too, or like a director's interview where he explains it.
Probably. Yeah, you can
Do you think there's like a director's cut of the movie out there that would, I think this like, movie is the director's cut. Change
I think
shit
the one
even
I watched was the director's cut because it was kind of long.
From my understanding, he was given free reign to everyone.
Dude, you are looking at some kind of trivia that looks like it's about 16 paragraphs long.
It's a thread about it. Because that's where my confusion lied, is that I just thought this random woman was just stupid and that she ends up somehow being a scientist in the future. And that's just what I thought. And that's why they haven't figured out what the fuck's going on as far as time travel goes.
So, apart from some confusion on what the fuck is happening in this film, Doyle, where are you at with it?
I still like it, yeah. I think it's still one of Brad Pitt's like best movies.
Oh, buddy.
For sure.
He plays such a good fucking crazy dude.
And Bruce Willis is a pretty good actor in this fucking movie, too. So,
which is weird, because he usually plays himself.
Yeah.
Like,
this is like young Bruce, too. Everything that they put him in is like an action movie.
I sold a car didn't need to play anybody else. John McClane this week.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that amazing?
Sorry. Super weird.
Yeah.
Well,
technically, I sold it to his wife. But
supposedly, I mean, it's like it's not a provable thing, but supposedly Brad Pitt was like a crazy smoker at this point, and they took away his cigarettes for the entirety of the movie to make him all crazier.
That just seems like a good acting job. I don't know how much.
Supposedly, that's what happened. I don't
nicotine
know.
Nicotine fit, maybe, but it maybe fucking they were worked. Like,
you know what? Replace your cigarettes with these little rocks.
Yeah.
You smoke out of this little glass pipe.
Let's replace your cigarettes with meth.
Hey, man, you got any of that meth?
12 monkeys!
Doing that weird squinty face.
You give me that meth, I'll give you 35 monkeys!
Ooh, yeah. Veiled racism.
Yeah, I think so. I believe you.
How about you? What do you think of it?
Oh, thumbs way the fuck up. That movie's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
It's like one of the first mindfuck movies I ever watched as a kid, and it stuck with me even now. I'm like, I didn't watch it for the show, but I'll probably watch it tonight when I get home.
So, going back to the last episode where we were talking about Dead Don't Die and like how movies in like the late 90s, early 2000s, they would just let them spin their wheels and like not even tell like a full story, but just allow like the independent movie was allowed to just exist, you know? And this is one of those movies for me where, yes, it has a plot, but it's not largely coherent and it leaves so much open to the imagination and ambiguity that it makes the movie really, really fun. And I think it's something that I don't see happen in movies a whole ton anymore, and I really miss.
Yeah.
But as a consequence, like, watching this just reminds me of all those, like, there's, we were talking about Seven today around the breakfast table. I want to see that movie again, because I haven't watched it in forever.
What's in the box?
And it opens
not
up.
Not us. Like, we think outside the long box.
But definitely it's available on Goop.
That's a good point, because like an entire room full of people have watched this movie now. And nobody has the same opinion about it. But all the opinions are still totally valid and justifiable by what they watch, because the movie is that vague and
I feel like a lot of that has to do with time travel aspect.
Right.
Because there's just so many directors and movie producers and writers who have a completely different take on how it would work.
Yeah.
And it's just weird because you pull from what you've seen. You know what I mean? To me, the thing that makes the most sense is that you go back in time, you change something, and it affects the future. That just makes the most sense to me.
It's the easiest to understand,
it is,
too.
And yeah. Because, especially for the viewer, but because I don't know if I send Gabe back in time and the result of that is a different timeline, I didn't do anything to better my position. Like, I didn't I sent him back to change something.
You create a timeline
something.
Where a version of you is living a better
life.
Yeah,
and I'm never, like, that's so weird to me to think about, so.
Aren't you supposed to think of time travel like everything is your future? Doesn't that make it, like, better? Makes it make more sense, I think.
In the infinite multiverse, anything is possible.
Because you're never actually going back in time. Like, you are, but it's still your future. And when you go back, it's still your future. Like, everything in your past still happened to you. So it's like you're never actually out of time sequence. You yourself, the universe might be.
Time is relevant.
Yeah.
So you think that if you went back in time, you would still remember all of the events of the first past?
Yeah.
Like every movie I've seen, they pretty much do. Yeah.
Right.
Because otherwise you would go back in time if you just inhabit yourself. You have no idea why you're there.
What the fuck?
There's an anime.
You just like wake up one day and you're like, oh, I'm living my normal life.
That's why for me it makes sense to travel back in time and affect what's going on in the future. Yeah. Even though everything is stationary.
Like, to me, it seems that it just closes off that universe whenever you change anything.
Yeah.
Because you're consistently going forward. And you changed it, now it's gone away.
Oh, you mean the universe that you were in is essentially destroyed.
Yes.
And now the new universe that you've created is your timeline.
That's what makes the most sense to me.
Oh, that makes sense.
It makes sense to me that it is the only timeline. That, like, the second you get there, you change something, now you have a new timeline, everything else is defunct.
So the little creatures from the Langoliers come and eat the other timeline.
Yes.
I like that, too.
That's how time travel makes the most sense to me.
That makes sense to me. For me, it's always been weird. The multiple,
obviously, it's not real.
Multiple universes.
True.
Maybe you're from the future and you just have amnesia.
Yeah, it's possible.
Maybe you just came back into your body, woke up one day, and were like,
killed Murder House. Fuck.
Murder Basement.
You're from the future? What were you doing? I was shipping cows. A lot like today, except we had hover trucks.
Why doesn't anybody make a movie where it takes place in the future and somebody from the past comes in and is like, what the fuck?
I mean, that was kind of
time
Back
travel
to the Future
was from
too.
The past.
Yeah, I guess it's
you'd
true.
Know about it.
Yeah, that was kind of Back to the Future too.
But how many people do that the works. Same thing their whole life? That would be a sweet time travel movie.
What's that?
You're just doing the same shit. Like, cause how many people have worked the same job for like 30 years? Well, I'm gonna fuck ever go back in time.
You like, you go forward in time 20 years and you're the same person, just fatter and older.
Here's a fun idea. You send somebody into the past to do something. They come back to the future. They now have both the memories that they've already lived and tried to fix, as well as a set of memories of a fixed life. And it drives them crazy. Because they're remembering two different things and they can't remember which is the real one anymore.
I don't even understand what you just said.
I kind of do.
You go back into the past, right? And
right.
Buddhist man.
You go back into the past and fix something to change your future. When you come back to the future that is now fixed, you still have your full set of memories of when everything was fucked, as well as a full set of memories of everything that was fixed.
Got you.
You broke your leg.
Yeah.
You go back in time. You come back. You don't. You have the set
you
of
remember
memories
you
where
breaking
your leg.
Your leg. Break, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. No, break. I got you. I
so
got
you. Have this like perpetual deja vu because you don't know which set of memories is actually real anymore.
Well, I mean, they would just, both be real.
Yeah, true. You would just be living in the better future.
But you're just
but
in
what
a weird.
If you can't
that's
out
it's essentially
happened.
What yeah. It's essentially what Doyle was saying. Aside, yeah. Except for you're remembering multiple.
You would be in like a weird present where you have two sets of memories and you're not really sure what the fuck is happening.
Maybe you went back into the past and gave yourself the bad memories and you just don't know which one's which anymore.
Oh, why would you do that to yourself?
Wouldn't you just know that?
We are like, literally
you know,
writing like,
oh,
like
it's
a really
I'm a time
crazy
traveler.
Comic script right now.
Can we write
I mean,
a comic book?
That you're a
Let's
time
just
traveler,
do this. This sounds like a fun comic book.
You could forget everything.
It's crazy.
We're going to choose to forget.
I'm not even stoned.
Like,
that's
it's
that's sober, Tim.
Let's not get into this when you're not, because I got that text message a couple days ago, and it was fucking batshit crazy.
We need Megan to
I
read
heard
it.
About that.
No.
Oh, congratulations, Megan. You got married yesterday.
That's right.
Megan and J-Bone.
When we do our live fame.
Fucking legitimately for 24 hours.
You are no longer living in sin.
To be fair, they got their marriage license and signed it like a week ago. Oh, so. Okay.
So they've been fucking legitimately for like a week and 2 days.
Yeah. Sinners.
The government's all right with it. You bought a piece of paper.
You got a friendship certificate.
You got a friend in me.
Literally in you.
On that note, thank you for listening and thinking outside
the box. Wait a minute, we didn't give any thumbs up or anything.
We all went around and said thumbs up.
Well, we all know what Gabe do if he had a clone of himself for a day. Fuck himself.
Oh, this feels good, doesn't it, Gabe?
Oh, yeah. My top is sure, you or bottoming. Giant. I guess both.
Who chose 12 monkeys?
Dwarf.
So who's, are we next?
No, Jason's next.
Jason's next? All right, I'll reach out to him. We'll figure that out.
I think he had picked something already.
I do too, but I don't remember it.
Neither do I. But And then after that,
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, after that is us. So just look forward to it on the site.
It's far away.
This has been episode 140 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I've been Gabe.
I'm Juan.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Tim.
I'll see you soon.
In the future past.
In monkey feet.
The fucking Paul's past. Hands. Where the future is the past.
When and will then be now?
And we live in the now, but we hope for the future.
Claude, don't fuck my wife.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Baron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Baron Space production.